The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Enjoy ultra-fast speeds up to 10 times faster than Sky's standard broadband.
Good morning. Welcome to the Ryan Tuberty Show. Of course, I'm not Ryan. Sorry to ruin your weekend. I'm Baz Ashmawi. I'm filling in for Ryan today. I'm subs for Tubbs, you could say. See what I did there, Jack? Jack, look. See what I did there? That's why I get paid the big bucks, man. Little one-liners like that, little plays on words. I just shoot them out. Pew, 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 pew. Right. So, do you know what? And now I'm sitting in the chair. I think I'm going to start dressing a little bit smarter. Maybe I need to dress my age. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm 46. Me and Ryan, we're about the same age. But because Ryan's always there in his tailored suits. He looks every inch the gentleman. Always. I've been out with Ryan. He's immaculate. And then look at me. I'm 46. I'm dressed in trainers and in a Hawaiian shirt. I look like someone who works with children. I look like a male nanny. That's what I look like. Or someone who'd welcome you to a two-star hotel in Kaiser. Hi, my name's Luca. Welcome to Radio 1. Crazy funnest radio show ever. Yeah, anyway, I have to say, I dressed up for the Bond premiere the other night. Jack, did you see me? Jack, did you see? Yeah, Jack's pressing himself against the glass in appreciation for my outfit. Thank you, Jack. I say dressed. I wore like a nice overcoat and opted for trousers without an elasticated waist for the first time in 18 months. But just felt nice. Felt nice to dress up a little smarter for a change, you know? I'm going to take a page out of Ryan's book, add a little Basil Dazzle to my wardrobe. Pew, pew. Did it again there, Jack. Basil Dazzle. See? How's your fashion, listeners? I might as well bring you into this. Are you back to normal? Or are you like me? Are you still dressing like someone who just popped out for milk? Let's have a look in the papers this morning. What's going on? Pete Doherty. Oh, God. There's hope for us all. Get ready for this. Pete Doherty has married. Am I the only one that just thinks that's great? I thought there was no hope for poor Pete, who I love. The Libertines, one of my favourite bands ever. Pete Doherty has married fiancée Katia Davidas in a private ceremony at a lavish French retreat, just 2 days after confirming their engagement. The couple, who only announced their engagement on Tuesday, exchanged vows at the Domaine St. Clair Hotel in the French city of Etriat, their home for the last 3 years. I've seen that he's been out there and he seems to be living a good life out there. He seems to be doing well. Family member Julia Mallet also shared a picture of the bride with the accompanying caption, "When you find out your cousin got married overnight, congratulations, Peter." It's understood that Pete's once estranged father, Peter, also a former mayor in the Royal, joined his son and the Libertines on stage. I would love, they're in my top five, I've mentioned. I just love the Libertines. But they all got on stage and they sang What a Waster. Imagine your dad singing What a Waster at your wedding. I wouldn't have to imagine too hard, actually. The musician's mother, Jacqueline herself, the Queen Alexandra Royal Army Nursing Corps, and Sister Amy were also present. They were all there. Speaking on Tuesday, a representative of the star confirmed that Doherty has proposed Doherty has proposed to the film editor after she has been seen wearing a sparkling ring. In recent years, Pete, who I think we all know, revealed last week he's been clean of heroin for 2.5 years, has settled down with his Puta Mandre's bandmate, Katia. Katia's new engagement ring has set images. It looks very fancy altogether. Pete had a hard time. I'm pretty sure, if I remember right, he was kicked out of a retreat in Thailand after claims he was a bad influence on other patients there, you know, like a luxury rehab clinic. And he was finding it very hard, but I think he's been clean for 2 years. I wish him all the best. Good luck, Pete. Love it. Now, who have we got? Who's in trouble now? Ooh, James Nesbitt's in the doghouse. Look at this. actor James Nesbitt films at a fully stocked service station. Right, there's a picture of James Nesbitt filming at a petrol station, which obviously isn't a good thing right now if you're in the UK. Prompted fury from petrol-starved drivers. An ambulance driver in the queue for fuel in Vauxhall, South London, fumed. At what point is Nesbitt's new show more important than NHS staff and other desperate motorists filling up tanks? He raged. Other angry car owners running on empty looked on in disbelief as Nesbitt, 56, filmed a vengeful cop in Channel 4's Suspect. A lorry filled tanks at the 24-hour Texaco garage at 11:30. Yeah, people are going crazy over there. They're losing it, and it doesn't matter who you are, they're going to take you out. Interesting thing here as well. Kelly Harrington's brother lands key coaching job in Icelandic soccer. Wow. Harrington has signed a 2-year contract and will assist Johannes Karl Sigurdsson. Is that right? Sigurdsson. Yeah, there you go. Johannes Karl took over KR last year. KR's Icelandic side. Last year when the team dropped out of the Pepsi Max division, he led them straight back up and now will be assisted by Harrington. The Dubliner is the former coach of the Fram women's team, who he guided to 2 promotions. Well done. Delighted, he tweeted, delighted to become part of a massive club. Extremely thankful and motivated for the challenge ahead. We will give it everything I have. Indeed. Now, this resonates with me. Basically, like, pupils ordered to stop writing in slang. This is in the Daily Telegraph. The words basically and like are among those now forbidden in a slang ban at London secondary schools. I have this with my kids all the time. I have my 8-year-old. All she says is Nike and basically, you know, like this. So this crap. ARC All Saints Academy in Camberwell, Southeast London, has produced a list of terms and phrases that pupils should no longer use in the classroom in an effort to prepare them for the more formal tone required for exams and the job market. I think it's not just that they're talking like that, but they're writing in that dumbed down version of speech now as well. Among the banned list are basically, like, you know, which are often used by teenagers at the start of sentences. Yes, I think we understand that. Exclamations as, oh my days and oh my God. My child has never said, oh my days. oh my days, oh my God, are out of bounds, as is that's long, meaning that's tedious. I haven't heard that. Teen talk banned, cannot used at the start of sentences. So this is what they can't say. If you hear them saying this, you need to have a little chat to them. That's a very hard one not to do. Because, no, like, say, you see, you know, basically, they're all banned. He cut his eyes at me. I've never heard an 8-year-old say he cut his eyes at me. What you should say is he shot me a withering sidelong glance. That's even more frightening if she said that. Concerns were raised that if these language features are allowed to take root, pupils will struggle to express themselves succinctly when answering exam questions and will be ill-equipped to deal with university applications and job interviews. Lucy Frame, the principal at the school, said the development of reading and speaking skills is a central part of what drives our school to help our students learn effectively and fulfill their potential in academic and non-academic ways. Do you know what's funny? I have one of my kids at the moment and she's in the doghouse, right? So she's got no screen. She can't watch TV. So she's been forced to read a lot more. And it's been a 2-week ban. It's a long ban, isn't it? It's a long one. That's a long ban. But a 2-week ban. And she's chewing through books. Chewing through them. It's great. So, yeah, you got to kind of keep an eye on this. You know, I think reading is the best thing, but it's hard to kind of motivate them. I was trying to do things like I started her on comics and took her into Forbidden Planet and started getting graphic novels. And now finally, she's starting to pick up books and digest them, which is great. Now, look, to be honest with you, everybody's watching Squid Games. I've seen a bit of it. I'm excited, but I'm waiting for a Succession. But anyway, Korea is the new big thing. I loved Old Boy. If anyone hasn't seen that, it's very violent. Just in case that's not your bag, then you shouldn't watch it. But I love Old Boy, but it's very violent. But that's my universe, which is BTS's song, the biggest band in the world. Also, funny, from Korea. Korea's the vibe at the moment. And Chris Martin from Coldplay, who needs no introduction. Let's kick off the morning. Now, welcome back to the Ryan Tubridy Show. I'm Basil Schmein filling in for Ryan this morning. A few texts in. I went out to meet a pal for lunch last week. First time out since COVID. I could not remember how to apply my makeup. Got my mascara and eyebrow brush mixed up. Couldn't remember my favourite lipstick colour. Didn't remember which brush to use for the eyeshadow. But like riding a bike, it came back in the end. Yeah, listen, it's just strange. Like, it's a lot, at the moment, it's a lot of uncomfortable people just learning how to socialize and be normal again. And I wonder if we're going to have like a roaring 20s, because we've all been walking around in our pajamas day and night, which is really common. I remember years ago reading articles out in radio and it was like, oh my God, I saw someone in their pajamas going to shop. Now it's very rare you see someone wearing a belt going to a shop. You know, it's so normal. But I wonder, are we going to flip? Are we going to go the other way? We'll all be in top hats and tails going down to Tesco's or wherever. You know, we'll wait and see. My husband says I dress like a children's presenter and I'm 46. That's me. That's what I look like. The hoodie, shorts, lockdown combo is still going strong. Yeah, it's just, do you know what it is? I think because I've always loved streetwear, and there has to be a stage where you look in the mirror and go, I wonder if I should just smarten up a wee bit, do you know? Or I need to get the balance more right. I'm too casual, but I'm like you. That's a great analogy, children's presenter. Male nannies are also known as nannies. Oh God, right, I'm sorry. Yeah, I like the manny. Do you know, remember they were doing that before? But you're right, they are nannies. And I'm only trying to say that, you know, the colourful clothing and stuff like that, I must say. But you're right, male nannies are also known as nannies. Fair enough, noted. Morning, Baz. Regarding post-pandemic fashion, I got married during the summer, finally. I love that. Finally. And after 15 months of not wearing proper clothes or shoes, I opted for a wedding dress with some comfy trainers underneath. I did buy some beautiful shoes, but just couldn't face them or the pain they were bringing. My very traditional mother was horrified. Claire in Dublin. It's very hard to horrify your mother. Listen, my mother's horrified at everything I wear all the time, do you know? But I like that. That's kind of funky though, isn't it? A wedding dress with cool trainers underneath. I get that. I think that's hot. Lots of these expressions that you've never heard your kids say, Baz, are pure London. Oh my days is especially common in Caribbean communities. Yeah, I know that was an English school that did that, but I still, like, my kids do talk. Do you know what I find? My kids talk like Americans. Like, one, they ask me for candy, and I'm like, am I going to have to put you in the shed? Because this isn't going to work. Like, they use terminology. Of course, they're watching a lot of American shows all the time, so. Well, some of them are. Not the one who's banned. She's doing nothing. Only reading. We'll have a little break.
The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back to the Ryan Tubridy Show. I'm Basil Schmei filling in for Ryan. Friday. Yeah. It was in Cormac. Brilliant. Wasn't he great? Have a text in here. Huge thank you to Cormac and friends from Bodywise. If anyone listening needs support, please contact our email support service, alex@bodywise. Now, Bodywise is bodywhys.ie. So bodywise.ie. You can also email a request, a callback from our helpline. We offer a family support program called Pillar. Please check our website, www.bodywise.ie, for more details. Definitely do that. There's no point feeling down and in your own head and isolated and alone, and just talk to people, man. Like, just talk. Anyway, Baz, male nannies could perhaps be called billies, like nanny goat, billy goat. Neat. Ray, you're showing off on a Friday. Listen, I'm not sure if that's going to work, really. Over lockdown, decided to dress comfortable in skirts and dresses. Loved it. The freedom. Feel great. Do not want to go back to the office. It might not look good. Martin. Well, 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 Martin, you old dog. Listen, Martin, I come from an Arabic culture, right? We used to have to wear galabeyas, right? A galabeya is basically like a long kaftan, right? With two slits in the side that actually don't have pockets. They just go, so you've nothing really to hold on to. But anyway, and you know what? After navigating a galabeya for a while, breezy. It's you know, you get very comfortable, you find comfortable ways to sit, and whatever works. Well, that's it. I've been Baz. I'm done. You better smarten up. Ryan will be back on Monday, and Claire Byrne is up now.
The Ryan Tuberty Show. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.